evening and good afternoon and good night and good morning. Welcome to the Digital Dara podcast.
Hi.
Say it again.
Hi.
That was Emma, by the way. My name is...
Dara.
Thank you.
I forget sometimes.
That's Emma on the whistle.
No, it's not. It's him.
Let's just stick that in the background, actually. I'll play it again. For the crack. That is a piece of music that I hear on Today FM, a national radio station over here. And I like it. It's kind of cool.
Is Today FM national?
It is, yeah. It's national. It's independent, but it's national.
I didn't know that. I didn't know something new for today.
I don't know what show it is. I think it's the Ray Foley show that I hear it on.
Ooh, don't know him. Don't know the presenters, though, so...
Yeah, it could be Ian Dempsey.
I have no idea, so...
Really? He used to be on the Den.
I know who he is, but I don't know who... It's a radio show that's from.
Yeah, so Emma recorded those earlier for us.
No, I didn't. He did.
And she's doing very, very well on the whistle. You baked a cake.
I wasn't recording anything on the whistle. I baked a cake.
Who's the cake from?
Someone at work.
Why?
Birthday.
Multitasking, baking a cake and playing the whistle.
Dara's just trying to be funny now.
Yeah, bless trying him. Being the operative word.
Bless him.
Hey, let's hot play this horrible piece that we all have to learn in work. I mean, in school. We didn't have nativity plays.
Really?
No, we didn't.
Country doesn't.
Probably. Let's increase the volume. Does it? Say it is a nice tune though. Sorry, I need to just turn this off, so excuse the sound effects for a second. I'm just gonna decrease that and press yes to that, and there we go, we're done. Sorry for the sound effects in the background, that's very unprofessional of me.
Very.
I do apologize, sorry. Really, I do. I know, I'm sorry. By the way, because you're over there, you're not gonna get the mic, so you have to come back over here a little bit.
I got enough of it.
No, you don't, because the mic goes this way.
Well, then you're too far over there.
No, because I'm still... Never mind. We're not going to have this discussion on the air. So, there you go and find another piece. By the way, we're only a week left. 5 working days left until we're off for Christmas holidays.
Yes.
We booked time off. I booked time off a year ago.
And you got in there early.
Yeah. I got in the first person in.
It was over a year ago because I think you booked it before last Christmas.
Yeah, it was. Definitely before last Christmas.
You booked
Christmas.
It when you booked last Christmas holidays. You booked this Christmas holidays.
Because in my office, they really go in for this early booking thing. It's crazy. In a year in advance, you're kind of going, right, what am I going to be doing for next year? You know, I already have my Christmas holidays booked for next year. That's how crazy it is. I CC'd you on that, by the way.
I didn't get it.
Hey, I have to play this one, actually. By the way, most of the songs that Emma's going to play are...
That I didn't play, that Dara played.
Are much better than... Are much, not better, but much more lively than the first few. But I thought the first few are very traditional in terms of Christmas tradition. And are very nice. And this one has a lot of memories and stuff. So I'll play this again. 1 second. Thanks, Evan, for recording, by the way.
I didn't record it.
You did.
Thank you.
liked it. What do you think?
I liked it.
Hmm. Next one we don't like so much, though.
No offense to Rudolph.
No offense to Rudolph, but again, you're pointing too far away from the microphone and you're speaking too low. You don't like this one. Neither do I, really, but we have to do poor Rudolph justice. Or at least insult him with terrible music.
Don't say bad things about Rudolph.
Oh, sorry.
He brings your presents from Santa.
Oh, he does, doesn't he? Yeah.
He does. Of course. Santa, you get lost if it's foggy.
I forgot about it, yeah, of course. Right, he goes. We've done Rudolph. Rudolph is done. He's sorted.
He's going to have a rest before he brings all your presents.
Oh, of course. Of course.
He's going to have trouble, I think.
I was a bold boy, though. I'm not going to get presents. Next is my favourite tune of all time.
I never heard of it before.
No, it's more of a... It is an Irish Christmas carol called The Wexford Carol. And I heard from it from a friend of mine called Nikki, who is in Carlow.
Which is closer as well as to Wexford than
true enough. But I love it. It is cool. And although it's not suited to the whistle because there's an F natural in there and a G sharp. It's not a G sharp, it's an A sharp.
You do it anyway. B flat.
I do it anyway. It's lovely. I love it. It's a great tune. So here it goes. Thanks for playing, by the way.
I didn't play.
That tune could have went on for another second longer because Emma was in the middle of yawn when that was finishing.
Leave me alone. It's late.
It is late. The first time we tried to record this, Sandforge didn't work. But I love that tune. Really do love that tune. It's just deadly. Now, do we have We Three Kings yet?
Play it.
Okay, we'll play it. Okay.
Don't make noise.
The one after this is really good. I guarantee you like the one after this. It's just deadly. Thank you. thinks that tune is nothing major. I like it.
I didn't say it was nothing major.
What did you say?
That you didn't add anything major to it.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, listen to things properly.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, the next one. You like the next one. Why do you like it?
Which one?
Mary's Boy Child.
I just like it.
Any reasons?
I don't know. I like it.
Huh, okay. You're full of insight this evening.
Well, I might not like it that long. I don't remember when I like it.
Oh, damn, I'm getting music again. I'll stop them sending messages in a second. One week after Christmas. It's the last one, so I want to get all the other talking stuff out of the way.
Christmas!
I think the sleep deprivation is really starting to get to Emma at this stage.
Aww.
What's the offer?
That was mean.
Yeah, it was mean, I must say. So,
I was all excited.
Yeah, I know. Poor Emma, she's like a big child.
So are you.
I suppose I am. Well, to all the readers and listeners and other visitors to Digital Dara who only come here for a second and then go away. And to the bots who go and try and look for pages that don't actually exist.
The bots?
Yeah, bots are like automated kind of search engine yokes or, you know.
So they're not people.
Okay. No, they're not people. So happy Christmas to them too. You know,
well, they know you're saying
it's goodwill
Christmas
to all. No, they probably don't. In fact, I don't think bots actually listen to MP3s because, well, they have no, yeah.
Ears.
Yeah. So, to my regular visitors, we have Dara Doyle, Darren Byrne, we have Ben, we have two Seans, one from England, one from America.
Nikki and Abby.
We have Nikki and Abby, we have Jenny Doherty, we have Louise. Tara. Louise doesn't bother visiting. But if you do visit Louise, happy Christmas. We have Stuart. And, oh yeah, go to www.stuartlawler.ie/podcast for a little job that I did from there. It's nice and new and shiny and provides all his podcast stuff in a very easy and accessible method thanks to the system that I created for Listen and Learn Recordings, which is www.lalrecordings.com. Oh, by the way, if you're feeling very generous this time of year, go and donate to me. Go to www. Well, no, to Lal, yes. And I promise I will remove the donate button as soon as I've recouped the funds necessary to keep Lal alive, which is exactly €150. At the moment, I have $10 there already, thanks to one donation already, which is just absolutely fantastic. Every little bit helps. If you can afford $1 or $10, I really don't mind.
Or euro.
1 euro or 10 euro. I don't mind at all. It just does. It takes a lot of time to actually keep that whole service running. And it takes money to host it on the server as well. I had to buy a virtual server just to host it. So it
takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. So it's expensive. And the name and all the and the bandwidth for it is it's all money at the end of the day. But there you go. I don't want to be boring you with money and all that kind of stuff. It's Christmas. It's the end of the noughties. God, I hate that word. It's stupid. We're coming into 2010. Any plans for next year?
Next year? Because we've been saying it's like 06, 07, 08, 09.
It'll be 2010, 2011, 2012.
I know, but people have been saying, knocking off the 20 and just saying 05, 06, 07, 08.
Then everybody just call it 10, 11, 12.
How much are you betting someone next year is going to keep trying to say 010?
They probably will, actually. Actually, it makes sense.
Not really. Because they just knocked off the 20. It's silly knocking just off the 2.
Yeah, true enough. But, look, we'll worry about that when it comes. Any plans for next year?
Not as of yet. Might go ice skating.
Oh yeah, you're big into this ice skating thing.
At the moment.
I personally am going to keep working on different websites. I'm going to have to stop doing voluntary work because it's actually taking up too much time for me, I'm afraid. So I'm going to have to stop doing more as much voluntary work.
I'm
I will still
taking
you back. Do. Sorry?
I'm taking you back.
Yeah, Emma's taking me back. I'm spending too much time up here in this room doing work. So I still will do a lot of voluntary work, but I just won't do as much as this year. I'm going to have to start charging for which is unfortunate, really. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's kind of my plan for next year. Do more websites and do more computer stuff.
More cycling.
More cycling, absolutely. Loving the cycling.
I want new legs. Anyone have new legs for me for Christmas? I will take them.
I need new legs for getting up hills. She finds it very difficult on the tandem to get up hills. But she's really building up the speed, I must say. Fair play. That's one hell of an accomplishment for 2009. Mm-hmm. You learned how to cycle. I know, yeah. You learned how to cycle.
I did.
What did I do in 2009? Oh, I did it at the spare room. I was happy at that.
We did a spare room. I helped.
You did. You did. What else did I do? Not much else, actually.
We got the attic done.
That's true. But apart from house accomplishments, I haven't really done a huge amount.
We went cycling. We got a damn tandem.
Well, that's true, yeah. That's one of the aspirations I wanted to do. Finished.
We did the tandem with a brakes thing.
Yes. A friend of us gave us a loan of it. Of ours gave us a loan of a tandem that had no brakes.
After we got them fixed.
Even after we got them fixed, it was still crap.
Actually, a bit scary would be the word I'd use.
Yeah. I must say, though, one thing I wanted to do this year was get the VIX website up and running. Like, that's been a kind of an aspiration.
You did that.
Yeah, so the VIX website is up and running. www.vixireland.org. That wasn't an aspiration. I was just kind of, that needed to be done.
But you still did it.
True. Lal Recordings has now got its own dedicated site, which is kind of cool. I did a website for The Legend, Legend Oldies, LEGEND-Oldies, OLDIES.com.
Radio station.
Radio station, exactly. And got to go to Side Village. So actually, 2009 has been a good year. So 2010 should be quite good as well.
He said he did nothing. You have a long list there.
True.
You're in Italy?
Well, Italy's every year at this stage. But yeah, there you go.
You're in a castle.
Oh, last night. Yeah. Oh, that was deadly. The castle. Emma can explain what the castle looked like.
It's fabulous. It's a castle. It's an old castle. Like, people know what castles look like.
I suppose so. It was a wedding that we were playing at. No.
Minus me.
Mary's boy child. Let's go for this. And listen to Emma's comments. Quite normal, nothing major about that. That's it all. Thanks for listening. Happy Christmas, and we will see you in 2010.
Unless he does another recording in 2009.
Unlikely, but possible.